Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at the Lewis Center Campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Everyday Faith, and we're looking at the book of James, and what we're saying is that our faith in Jesus helps us to live like Jesus. And James challenges us not to just have faith on Sunday, but to have an everyday faith, Monday through Saturday as well. And these little challenges that he's bringing us in the book of James are just fantastic. The verse I get to share with you today is James 1:27. It says this: "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained by the world." When you think about this verse, you have to ask yourself, why is he saying this? Religion that is pure. Well, the verse prior talks about, in verse 26, it says this, that if anyone thinks he is religious. And I think it's a challenge because our identity sometimes as believers, we put in the things that we do. And I think that's because we try to negotiate with God. We think, okay, here's what I want from God. I want him to bless my life. I want him to make sure I'm safe and healthy. My kids are perfect. What do I have to do that? So oftentimes we think, okay, here are the boxes we need to check. So when someone, when James is saying, if anyone thinks he's religious, he's asking you, are you putting your identity in something that you're doing? So what is the evidence of something true and genuine? What's a true, genuine faith? He's saying, look, if you really have a genuine faith, if you really have a genuine heart for God, then your religion will look like this. It'll look like the heart of God. So that verse talks about caring about orphans and widows. And you can go through the Old Testament verse after verse and find little things that talks about how God protects those who can't take care of themselves. In Isaiah 1:17, it says, "Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow." And you see that over and over again. In James, back to 27, it says, "To keep yourself unstained by the world." I mean, how many times do we see in Scripture where the Lord tells us to stay away from certain things? Those things will lead to destruction. So then what gives here? What's the point of this? And I think what James is getting at is that for us to have a true, genuine faith, our heart is going to start to look like the heart of God, that we're going to do the things that God has put in our heart because it's in his heart. So protecting orphans and widows, that's the heart of God. And the way we can know if we're truly having a genuine faith, if the Lord is working out something truly genuine in us, is if our heart starts to reflect that. To get rid of things in our life that are destructive, things that don't look like God, things that wouldn't look like a righteous life, that's the heart of God. There's a verse in Psalm 37:4. It says, "To delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." And I can remember working with college students for a lot of years, and they would quote this verse and say, "I just know God's going to give me the desire of my heart." And I would always pause and say, well, what if that verse means that God is going to change the desires of your heart to look like his? That when you delight yourself in him, that you long to be with him, you posture your heart to be towards God, he starts to impact how your heart is shaped. The things you care about, the things you want, the things that you look forward to, the things that you want to see changed in the world and change in yourself, start to reflect the very heart of God. That's pure religion with a genuine faith, not trying to negotiate with God, but allowing God to negotiate in your heart and change you from the inside out. I believe that's what God wants for us, for all of us, to change the desires of our heart. You know, in the first part of James, it talks about how, we're supposed to consider it pure joy when we receive trials of many kinds. Why? Because then the testing of our faith is proved genuine, as it's copied there in 1 Peter 1 as well. Well, how do we have a genuine faith? Well, we lean into the Lord. We delight in him and allow him to change the desires of our heart. And we can start to sense that in the way it plays out in our life. I think the challenge for us is, am I allowing the Lord to change my heart? Are things changing? Am I starting to care about the things he cares about? Lord, I pray that you help us to have that heart. Help me to have that heart, to think about the things that you care about first. To consider others as more important than ourselves, to consider those who can't take care of themselves, and all the things that you care about, Lord. Have your way with us and change us from the inside out. And we ask that in your son's holy name. Amen. Well, take a second and think through the things that are going on in your heart and ask the Lord, are you changing my heart? Will you change my heart? And please help me to think and love the way that you do. Take a second and pray before you move on to your next thing today. Well, till next time, God bless.